וקטור גרוסברגר.
Simon Sheen Ein? No, yes, Sheen Ein. So let's go over. Just go over quickly Simon Sheen Ein from the beginning. We've got in Sif Aleph, we've got Hadar, Bebesha, Achsabu, Mafeser, Shabachotze. Shin Ayin is about the need for a Eruv. That means houses which don't belong, which aren't proper houses, these houses are not necessary. There's all different ways how people can be joined up with other people in the same house and they won't need the Eruv. So Sif Aleph we learned, if you live in a Beishah, it means a Beishah of a Chotzer. So then it's a porch, it's not a house, so we could ignore this person. This person doesn't need to join in the Erev, he doesn't ask in the Erev, he's totally ignored. That was Sif Aleph. Then we were learning Sif Beis, Abal Abayis, Sheshle Hal Bebatim Bechotzer, Vishil Neskin Acherim. So he is the Balabos, he has the house of, there's a few houses, and he owns the few houses, and he rents them out to the others. So here, they're all proper people living in proper houses. Nevertheless, there's a din. If Yeshle b'kol echad b'em dvoim she'ein nitolim b'shabbos machtan koi v'dori machavs iser. If he has heavy things there, she'ein dvoim she'osu netatla filet zoi m'koimal, or he's got muksa things there which you b'shum oifun can't move, not occasion machtel iser. So this is called tfisas yad. So ein adorim b'en oisun ola lefishe nasu kulam ka'ochim etzloi. Because he is the owner of the houses, there's another din that the other houses, because they belong to him and people are paying him rent, borrowing it off him, therefore renting off him, then if he's got a tvisas yad there, which means he has something, Mishabu says, with Rishus, put down there, so he's got the other house as well. Mela, they're all one thing. As long as the houses are his. But if somebody has a neighbor, two separate different people, and one of them puts his things by Yenem, that's where we were up to. Now the Gemara comes with a avichtige din, because it's negeh to later. And that is, it's negeh here, the Gemara only says it here, but in Sif Gimel it's in the Mechaba, you see it often, that we have obviously, certain people are chayav be'eruv, because they're chayav be'eruv. They are proper people living in different houses of chayav be'eruv. Person living in Beishah is totally ignored. You have a certain type of person, like the ones we just learned, according to the Gemara, which he is living in a separate house, but he isn't really living in a separate house. That means, well, really, I'm living in a separate house. But because the other person has got tfisas yad, it's reckoned as if he's living with me. Right? So it's not. So on these halachas, there's halacha that if we are the only ones here, between. This is not the reason, but this is a siman to remember. As far as we're concerned, we're living in the same house. We know each other, living in the same house. Yeah? As far as the rest of the people in the chutz are concerned, They don't know what's going on. That's only the simon to remember. What does that mean? It means like this. If we are the only ones in the chotzer, that means the balabos and the people that are soicha from him, then it's straight though, we don't need the eruv. Or, if there's a whole eruv and there's about 10 other people, and they brought, the din is doch, bayis shamanichin boy eruv does not have to contribute to the eruv. A bayis, you have 10 houses, and they all put the eruv in one house, then even though everybody has to have a chelik in the Eruv, the old times used to go around collecting from each one, but the house number 10 where the Eruv lies does not have to own the Eruv at all, because the whole reason is because they have to live in his house with the bread. He of course lives there, it's his house. So then we have this a few times, that this didn't make a difference now. Although we said just now that the people that are living in the other house don't need the Eruv, that is only if they're the only ones in the whole chotzer. They're the only ones also who don't need the Eruv. Or, the Eilov has been brought into one of their houses, the one house. But if the Eilov is going to be in a different house on the Chotzer, so then, just like one of them has to give, they both have to give. It's not a chilek. It's not a chilek. Doesn't remain the answer. Yes, I am. That this whole din of Sib Beis. Now, this is a Mufush and Sib Gimel and later, but he says on this din as well. The Dil Tvis Sabayis only applies if the Eilov is in their, if the Eilov is in their house, or they are the only people. As soon as there is another Eilov here, and that Eilov is elsewhere, they're called separate people. And the reason is because Migu, the others have to give an Eilov, they also have to give an Eilov. That's the reason. That's the embassy reason. I just wanted to make it as a mushal to remember, you say, because as far as other people are concerned, they're separate houses. They're the only ones living there. But if there are other people and they bring the Eilov to them, she can call Echad La'alav. Each one of them has to make an Eilov. As they stay in Ramah. Zot the Mishabuya Yud Gimel, calls out, it's a lima. Eimel Samuel, Tvis Yach Yeshabal Abbas, Bisman Sha'eni Moin, Dune Achem, Chot Sele, who? Ois Nasum Shishaviskelen. Oya Fili Yesh Oy Duim. Well, I said before, it doesn't say in the Mechaber here, it says later, Do you have a chotzer, Elish, Oysen, Do you have a vien, Eru, Mani, Chois, Bebaiz, Palaz, Baiz, Be'echem, Batam, Shulim, Shesha, Ba'avas, Jesus, Yabem, the Eruv has been placed in one of these houses. So it's all one. Was it in Klant, Lerub, Pas, Fisha, Kol, Batam, Eru, it's all one house. What we're concerned, it's all one house. Ubay, Shem, Munach, Boy, and so it's in Bas. Avok, Shesh, Do you in Oyud, Achayrim, Achot, So Mani, Chanem, Shalim, Bebaiz, Eru, But Shabba, Do you in, If everybody else gave an Eruv and it's lying elsewhere, And now these houses also have to give, so each one has to give. The Bezeale Abalabais, Belavoch, it's all in Chebe, Lemahani Tisia, Lichazer, and Chebe, the Migdu Shadi, Mosso Balabais, Hanoch, Shadon Bebes, and Nami Osashi, and Chebe. Now we have a new case. Echod, Shesochin, Removite. This is Negea, I'll tell you when this is Negea. This is Negea, Legabe, holidays. If somebody takes on a whole complex, let's say five houses together. And he takes on the five houses and he offers them to four other people. So you've got five families there. Came to Erev Shabbos and he arranged it all. He arranged it all and he was soichet to them and they paid him. So each house was £100 and there's five houses and he paid the guy £500. Good. Came to Erev Shabbos, do we need Erev? Do we not need Erev? Oh, we've got Itza. You're the balabos, you're the soicher. You'll put a bag of stones into each house. And in Mela, you've got three sabayas in each house. But you don't need Eilov. Yeah? Shaila, does it work or not? Why not? It depends. If he's taka, he rented it all before the holidays. And then he put a notice up, I've got four houses for rent. Anyone can go. So that's mamash sifis. No reason why not. He is. It could be different dinim anyway. That's the thing because it's not shloshim yoyim. We won't go into that. They're there from Tisha B'Av to Rosh Hashanah. Could have different. This is nekuda. Let's go. So we have here a person just because he's not a big property dealer. There's not the nekuda. He rented it. He paid the money, and then they pay him. What happens if he put up a notice in shul, as I'm interested to rent houses in a complex in Wales, anyone that wants to join should tell me. Oh, if we have enough people, then we'll make it. So each one came and said, I'll do it. He's got five people and he rented it. Ebazoi, Yitochen, that he is not. He is just a shliach, and the five people, each one rented it. Separately. It doesn't help Tvi Sabayis anymore, because we said, I can't put something in my neighbor's house and say, Tvi Sabayis. Just take a good model. Echod shesoch habayis min oevi kechevim. Vehiske echod min abiru lechaveru. And he, one of the rooms, one of the houses, part of it, he gave to somebody else. If he wasn't soich adatadoch, he havelek ille kol abiru sheloi. That means if, in the beginning, he didn't take in mind that the other person will definitely come, and definitely be part of this chiyus. He didn't know who's going to come. So then it'll work to his sabayis. That means he went to the guy and he said, I have already five people. This is all part of our schiyus. I'm shliach for the five people. Then, it's two separate houses. Even though he's got Jesus' yad, it's helfnish. Because it's not you're the masker and they're soichrim. You're all soichrim from the guy. It's not just kivan kavon. It doesn't help my kavon if nobody's here. But we agreed already. We're going to take these houses together. He's all he's doing is shlichas to chavoy. Ushneim shomim baize. V'leim ani kenis kelab diwa mechabed. Meina batim shaloi. It's not his house that he was maske. It's the guy's house, and they're both tzoychem. Meina help mishtri sabbas. Sif gimel. Before we learn Sif gimel, let's skip a minute to Sif vov, and we'll see a din there. Mi ma'amin Sif zayin. Asora batim ze lifnim ze, v'kulam oivrim ze mize, v'yoytzin derech achitzoin lechotza, shnayim aplimin levad shrichem mitlenbeir v'ashar p'turim. We have a train of houses. We have a lot of houses, but the only way to get to the house in the back is to go through the first house. So you've got 5-6 houses, and the only way to get to house number 6 is to go through the first 5 houses. The only way to get to house number 5 is to get through the first 4. And for 3 to get to the first 2, because there's only one opening. Well, that's the way they lived, Nebuch. So the din is that the first 4 are all called Beisha. And we learned if somebody that lives in a Beisha, you're not Shaykh a house. I'm sorry, you don't need to give a Erev. Oh, but there's a difference, because there was a Beisha de Chotzer. The din is, we pass in the Gemara, Beisha de Yochid is not called a Beisha. So if you have 6 houses, so number 1, 2, 3, 4 have a rabbin going through it. They have at least 2 other people, then themselves going through it. Number 6 is a house. Number 5 only has one person going through it, and therefore he is called a house. It's not a proper Beisha. Does state do now in Sif Gim. Chomesh Chaburas Sheshovsi B'Traklin. So here we're talking about, they took a big traklin, a big mansion, a big huge hall, and they decided they're going to live there separately. V'chirkur v'mechitzas, and they made new mechitzas. So there's a lot of din in it. The first din is mamash, the din of Siv Zayin. That means, if they did it in such a way, disregarding how the mechitzas are made, if they did it in such a way that they all have to run through each other, then it's Siv Zayin. The only way to get out is the outer one. Because all the others are living in Beishas. And if each one had their own opening to the Chotzer, then it's different. We're going to see in a minute. So first we're going to go through. If they're all living, if they're all going through each other, so then all the first are Beishas. If the first are all Beishas, then they don't have to give, and the last two have to give. Now we're going to say v'imhoya lechal echad pesach b'sur lechotzer. So if each one, so we've got a huge, let's say this room, and we started splitting it. One, so how many windows have we got? We've got 4 windows. So each window, they change into a door, and we have 4 different houses here. So each one lives in a house, and each one is open. As we state, Yimroel l'chol echot pesach b'sur l'chotzer, ha'gozot l'rumot, oi she'ein oivim zeh al zeh, rak kol echot yashloi pesach b'suach l'beishah sh'lifneh, v'beishah b'suach l'chotzer. Imagine if there's not a chotzer over there, but there's one big hallway which we all use. You shouldn't think it's only if you go to a chotzer, it's just a rabbin. There's one big hallway which we all use, and then we've got a split, and we have 4 different houses here in the place. Rebazoi, there's 3 different dinim here. Thank you. So there's 3 different dinim here. There's 3 different ways how we look at this traklin. Let's first learn Mishabuah. Zodim Mishabuah, Sheshov Subu traklin. Yudches, wo it's a leime, she die Rosse mit Chappen. Ele schneim apnimim, the after shein you gam ket beishar lewishim. Either all, the second one, that means the, I said the fifth, going the other way, is all the beishar, so wishin evi deyachol, we can't call the mikro beishar lepotshim in Erev, the beishar de yochid, dein shurak yochid evi deyachol, le mikro beishar kelem sivzayin, v'al ken kol echo vech min chayi beyo, because only one person, one family going through, it's not called a beishar. But Ma'iri, so it's a proper house, so you've got two people that have to give an Eruv, although the others are not living in houses, they're living in Beishah, they don't have to give. But Ma'iri, both of Shamachit, Shamanei, Magiz, the Tikra, the proper Machitzes, because you ain't on Magiz, we soon learn about that, it's all one house. So we have different houses. Each one either goes to the chotzer. The mechabed tzia chofalif. The mechabed tzia ein away megam shikolach mechad lepesach lechotzer. The mon loisif. I feel a call of psuchim loy psuchim lechotzer. They don't have to be death to chotzer. And she psuchim kolach nefesh lebeishah shenei kolach dom. There's one big beishah. It doesn't matter. The beishah is a chotzer. The ikke what we're talking about is where the actual house is separate. At the end of the day, they all go out to the outside through one door, through this antechamber. But that doesn't make them any different, because in their houses, their living quarters, they are separated. Nowadays, imagine if you live in, let's say, Devonshire Court. So don't tell me, everybody comes through one of the blocks. Everybody comes through the same door to go to the chotzer. So what? After that, you got big beishah, and then it's private houses. Well, if he's there, that's what he's saying. If he's there, batim shalom shadurim kamashchene ba'aseh cholach avdurim miyichod apish oyim lechutz teich abayish levdem shalem beishah. Koch yom kolvel, if yichom niskal kolayim shalei, asur netat kolayim chad chaveyoyim. Leish yesh bala ba'as tvisi abach reng, and when you're thinking, lebezim yesh nomsik levezim 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 yesh nomsik. Each one is separate. If each one is separate, you can't think. There's a very interesting Bialocha here who speaks about if. Well, I still want to learn this. But if every person, if the Chi of Eyod Bechlal is only when you have a garden. So, given Advar Shmuel that said that could be a Chi of Eyod Mushal if you have a granny flat. Yeah? So, you've got two houses and you've got a door between them. Assuming that it's two different houses, she cooks separately and everything, but there's no chotzer. So the Dvar Shmuel wanted to say, I did it from Rambam, holding Erev is only when you have a chotzer. Two houses might not need Erev. So the long be aloha, as a vada, even two houses need Erev properly. I still want to learn this, if you have a few more minutes. Yeah, right. So we got these three houses, all split. Four houses split. So there's three dinim here. To make it easy, there's three dinim. One din is, if the mechitzas are strong mechitzas, and the magia, they reach up at the top. So you've got proper mechitzas between them. So that is four houses, finished. Four houses, no. If you have mechitzas that don't reach the top, so then it's all one house. Simple, it's all one house. Because you haven't got proper mechitzas. Here the din of mechitza is different to a mechitza of 10 tefachim. We're not looking at 10 tefachim. We're looking at, does it reach the top or not? Those are the two second din, those are the easy din. The other din is, if you have mechitzas aray, that reach the top or nearly the top within 3 tefachim. But not mechitzas kvus, mechitzas aray. Imagine those mechitzas over there, those things. But they reach, that's not good. But they reach nearly the top. Oh, I thought after, and it was again in a hotel, sliding doors. So they have sliding doors between the storeroom. But there could be other things in there. So you have sliding doors, there's Ashkenaz say and Sfarad say, that's sliding doors between them. Let's imagine if they really live there. So then, because there were sliding doors between them, then these sliding doors between them, but they reach the top. So then, let's look. If they're kavur till the top, different houses. Not till the top, it's all one house. If it's aray dike mechitzas that reach the top, then it's the same din as we learned just before. If the eruv is coming to them, it's okay. If it's only them, it's okay. If they're giving it elsewhere, then they have to all give. We'll see that. I think it's clear enough because we're makdim it. So straight to Zoe. in the mechaber on the top of the first line on this page. Ema mechitz magiyas in tikkur b'toyk shloisha tvochim within at least 3 tvochim. David kolechet chayv b'fnats moi. I feel in shali rias even though they're schwach, but the mechitz says in bnei achotz and nusnei be'achem shabbat te'achotz at zoy kolach zas mekoy shnakim b'nei. If they're giving elsewhere, they all have to give. Avol im nostro v'zeach shaklim. If they was in here, or one house, and sweet in the nei klal, she could have done it by zeh. By shem nichnei tzod in the nei klal. V'chein im ein diyum achem v'chotz. If there's nobody else, ain't sweet in mei. It's much the dinim that we learned before. That's why I was makdim it, because you see it here clear mechala. But chukir b'mechitzah she'ein egeis etikha. Afilim nei achotz in nei ve'achem shabbat achotz. Dai ve'achem shachitzus. That is one house. If I'm going to get a tikha, you're living in one house. If it's strong mechitzas, it doesn't matter how strong you are. If they're not proper mechitzas, if they're not mechitzas reaching, it's gonished. Hagoyim mechitzas nosi mechitzas mezosan lo yosu oison shalosu emichlokim oishu shalosu kem shutofin. If they made these two made proper mechitzas, they're two separate houses, and the ones that didn't make proper mechitzas till the floor are not proper houses. Moi diyuin ba'aliyos mamish. If they're mamish in aliyos, which the mechibur learns is davka after they live in attics. It means they've got proper mechitzah between them. I feel not so mechotz erev betraklin. So you call chabur, chabur, losses erev. We can stop here. Just losses erev shabur. Toch shoy shetvochim dam and lovis or the malish and yuris. Ochem boiv and shikshu is eitz menashon erev the proper mechitzahs that have to be tied. So galach svas kim and also and yuris and rotsem leo os nashon and kim and mechitzah and mechalokish and mechitzah goes ein strichen. But my rib and mechitzahs are. The reason why they don't need to give when they're over here, if they're all one, if they're all one, it's okay, because it's ke'en mechitzah shaliyis. It's like I said, sliding doors. Dilech hakim mechitzas gemuras. So we can do in vade enough kumin ebenei wazem enei shumen chen. La tukulin sukulin enei kumisayim mechab. Be moi duim ba'aliyas. If it's strong mechitzas not. Shukulin doim ba'ize. Hainu afshu ewe muna b'cheda echot. Domi kima shu ewe muna b'cheda echot. Domi kima shu ewe muna b'cheda echot. Domi kima shu ewe muna b'cheda echot. Chitzas einig ha'asetikra. Afile mechitzas kvush. Afile kima shu yusum ha'sora. Even though the mechitzas ha'abit v'don't reach, it's gunished. Dai be'evert ki ba'ize echot domi. Also mechitzas ma'asetikra. Shu ewe b'yus ozgin ha'am aliyas. Ma'am kima shu ewe b'yus ozgin ha'am aliyas. We've got this. I finish anyway. So we've got 3.5 minutes. If it reaches the top, if it's proper mechitzas, it's different houses. Schwache mechitzas, benzach, when the Erev is coming to them, or they're giving away the Erev. Mechitzas that don't reach the top, how the Shavua is gone. It's one big house. How this is chaylik if they're kvuz. How was this Shavua? Shkach, come in.